This podcast has been brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com, paranormal and new age podcast feed.
This is Terralen coming to you with another Scarecrow report. You might find this report a little different. While there will still be outings into the world of the Scarecrow, from now on those will only be segments of what I hope to be a much better report. In this section, I would like to talk a bit about ATS and the community. First of all, I'd like to thank the three amigos and all of the staff for maintaining one of the best websites out there, as well as the moderators who keep the board clean and flowing. In the face of ignorance, I say thank you. There has been a lot of activity in the paranormal board in the last little while. Everything from talking with animals to encounters with strange entities late at night. With all these strange kinds of phenomena, one hardly knows where to begin, or if these things are even real. Well, I'm not sure about all of them.
Some things are never ever seen.
When it comes to hunting or trying to find any kind of creature or entity, it is important to know where to find them. Many should have a natural habitat in which they live. While many ghost hunters try to find and detect different kinds of specters, many of these hunters have no clue as to how to attract them or sense them. While there is little documentation on such things, there are a few tricks of the trade. First off is natural sense. While it may be weak in some, in others, this can be an excellent way to detect all sorts of entities. Ever get the shivers? Well, many say this is perhaps caused by a small energy disturbance. As well, there is much lore pertaining to certain types of ghosts and what they are like and how they act. One of the important things to do in ghost hunting is to document all behavior that takes place, then use this to try and understand what kind of entity you are dealing with. There are many ways to determine what an entity is like based on a few things. While many specters and entities of ethereal form are special cases, most fit into certain categories. For instance, you can usually feel the presence of a lower level entity, yet rarely will you be able to see one, for its level of energy is too low to manifest in physical form. As we go up the ladder, the more an entity or ghost will interact with people, animals, and its surroundings, resulting in perhaps visions or bad dreams, audible sounds, voices, even possession and the manipulation of physical objects. That's all for now. I hope you enjoyed this Scarecrow report. Stay in tune for yet another. This is Terralen, signing out.